Why can she not move herself since midnight? This child is desperate. It must come out. My enemies will bring it out. Let me know what you have done there. Abigail, do you understand that I have many enemies?
I have heard of it, Uncle.
There is a faction that's sworn to drive me from my pulpit. Do you understand that?
I think so, sir.
How then, in the midst of such disruption, my own household is discovered to be the very center of some obscene practice. Abominations are done in the forest
and... It was sport, Uncle.
You call this sport? Abigail, if you know something that may help the doctor, for God's sake, tell it to me. I saw Tituba waving her arms over the fire when I come, and you... Why was she doing that?
She always sings her Barbados songs and we dance.
I cannot blink what I saw, Abigail, for my enemies will not blink it. I saw a dress lying in the grass.
A dress?
Aye, a dress. And I thought I saw someone running naked through the trees.
No one was naked, you mistake.
I saw it! Tell me true. Abigail, and I pray you feel the weight of truth upon you. For now, my ministry is at stake. My ministry. And perhaps your cousin's life. Whatever abomination you have done, give me all of it now. For I dare not be taken unaware when I go down before them down there.
There's nothing more. I swear it, Uncle.
Abigail, I've... fought here 3 long years to bend these stiff-necked people to me. Now, just now, when some good respect is rising for me in the parish, you compromise my very character. I've given you a home, child. I've put clothes upon your back. Now give me upright answer. Your name in the town, it is entirely White, is it not?
Well, I'm sure it is, sir. There be no blush about my name.
Abigail, is there any other cause than that you've told me for your being discharged from Goody Proctor's service 7 months back? I've heard it said, and I tell you how I heard it, that she comes so rarely to the church this year, for she will not sit so close to something soiled. What signifies that remark?
She hates me, Uncle. She must, for I would not be her slave. It's a bitter woman, a lying, cold, snivelling woman, and I will not work for such a woman. My name is good in the village. I will not have it said my name is soiled. Goody Proctor is a gossiping liar.
Why, Goody Putnam, Mr. Putnam, come in.
It is a marvel. It is surely a stroke of hell upon you.
No, Goody Putnam, it is...
How high did your Betty fly?
No, she never flew.
Why, sure she did. Mr. Collins saw her going over Ingersoll's barn and come down light as a bird, he says.
Now, look, you Goody Putnam, she never flew.
Look, you Anne, Betty's eyes is closed.
Why, that's strange. Ours is open.
Your roof is sick?
I'd not call it sick. The devil's touch is heavier than sick. It's death, you know. It's death driving into them, forked and hoofed.
Oh, pray not. Why, how does your Ruth ail?
Well, she ails as she must. She never waked this morning, but her eyes open and she walks and hears not, sees not, and cannot eat. Her soul is taken, surely.
They say you've sent for Reverend Hale of Beverly.
A precaution only.